WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and 5 specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The U.S. Supreme Court has been making a lot of decisions that affect us here in Illinois. This week started with the ruling that former President Trump cannot be barred from state ballots. Illinois was, of course, one of 3 states which had moved in that direction. Last year, the High Court rolled back protections for millions of acres of wetlands and streams, leaving states like ours to fend for themselves. Well, we're fending. Illinois lawmakers are now working to protect state wetlands. I sat down with WBEZ environment reporter Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco for more details. He starts with the position last year's Supreme Court ruling on the issue put Illinois in.
So last year, the Supreme Court ruled that they would roll back the Clean Water Act. Effectively, they cut the part of the Clean Water Act that gives the federal government authority to protect or regulate wetlands and streams. So for the past 50 years, if a developer wanted to build over a wetland, they'd have to go through the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers first. Mm-hmm. That changed. And one other thing that they'd have to do was they'd have to compensate for the wetlands that they'd built over through something called a wetland mitigation bank. Again, that all ended last year in a 5-4 ruling.
Yeah.
And that basically left it so that if a state wanted to regulate its wetlands, it'd have to decide so on its own. So state legislators across the country are not doing that kind of work.
So for folks who still might not be connecting the dots, Juan Pablo, why are wetlands so important?
Oh, Sasha, wetlands are like the Swiss Army knife of nature. So they do everything from filtering pollution, recharging aquifers, preventing floods, storing carbon, providing habitat. Let me just get like a little more specific here too. So just 1 acre of wetland, just a foot deep, it can hold over 300,000 gallons of water. So just imagine what that can do for flooding. And if we want to go even one step further, nearly 40% of the state's threatened and endangered plants and animals rely on wetlands for some part of their life cycle. And if we want to go one step further, Sasha, globally, wetlands cover about 6% of the surface of the earth. And again, that 40% number is still true. So 40% of every species on the planet relies on wetlands for some part of their life cycle.
So then it makes me sad to read in your story where you talk about the fact that we've seen this dramatic contraction of wetlands in Illinois over the past 2 centuries. What's the story there?
That's right. So 200 years ago, there were over 8 million acres of wetlands across the state. If that sounds like a lot, it's because it is, or it was.
Yeah.
Now, 90% of that is all gone. And this is the case for a lot of reasons. You know, just drive an hour outside of Chicago, and you'll be in the middle of corn and soybean fields. But to be fair, urbanization is part of this too. Chicago is built on a swamp. And so it's a lot of different things, but if we want to get, you know, into the nitty-gritty of what happened, just look at industrial agriculture.
Mm-hmm. So break this down for us, Juan Pablo. What measures are lawmakers working to put in place here to preserve and protect these habitats?
Yeah, so the goal of this bill is to use the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to fill a Clean Water Act hole. Really, the bill empowers the IDNR to do the work that the U.S. EPA and the Army Corps were doing. And it does that by establishing a state-administered permitting program.
Mm-hmm.
So if a wetland developer wants to build over a wetland, it has to ask the IDNR first. And then the IDNR says yes. And if it does so, then that wetland developer has to compensate the state for that. And it does so, again, through wetland mitigation banks.
Do we have a timeline here?
Well, you know, right now we're in the middle of the Illinois legislature, and so mm-hmm. that's running through May 24th. So the goal here is to get something passed before then.
Yeah. Well, Illinois does have a supermajority of Democrats in the state legislature, Juan Pablo. Is there any reason that this would stall out Or do you think that we can expect that these measures will pass?
Sasha, it's always hard to say. You know, both bills picked up sponsors even since yesterday. But there are opponents to it. You know, there are agricultural and chemical interest groups who are opposed to the bill. I think it's a case of just having to wait and see.
Well, that is WBEZ environment reporter Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco. Thank you so much for the update.
No problem.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Dan Tucker, edited by Meha Ahmed, and mixed by Brenda Ruiz. To hear more conversations about solutions to problems in the Chicago area, make sure to subscribe and head over to wbez.org/reset for a full archive of our interviews. And keep an eye out for an extra pod episode this afternoon. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk again soon.
Love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.